Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and I have my new audio system. I think I got it dialed in. I actually bought a Yamaha sound mixing board that I plug in a proper mic, my mic to it, and then it has a line that goes to the good dude. It's a setup. Wound up blowing almost $1,000 between the computer, the sound mixer, and... But you guys are worth it. All right. So anyway, let me tell you about the phone call that I got from a 204B, which is a temporary supervisor, a couple days ago. The supervisor called me and wanted to know, hey, where can I find in the handbooks or manuals the rule that says a carrier has to be able to deliver a cluster box every 3 minutes or a parcel every 2 minutes? Like, where are all those rules located? And do you guys know off the top of your head where those rules are? I'll give you a second to think about it. Okay. Those rules are nowhere because they don't exist. There are no such rules. And I had to tell this 204B that, sorry, Charlie, not only are there no rules that say that, but there's also language in the contract that says essentially the exact opposite, that says there is no street standard for walking, there's no set pace, there's no anything like that. It takes what it takes. So when a supervisor tries to lean on you and say, well, you know, like on Amazon Sunday, the poor CCAs who have to deal with Amazon Sunday, it is the pits. And then the supervisor leans on him and says, all right, you've got 132 packages, you should be done in 3.5 hours or whatever. I don't even know. I'm removed from it now. So I don't even know what kind of bogus number they try to give you. But I know whatever number that is, it's bogus because there is no standard. It takes however long it takes. You don't know whether you're going to have to go down a long driveway, whether the GPS is going to take you the wrong direction. All of these things that may come up while you're out delivering the mail, you have no control over that. You don't know what issue there's going to be. Maybe there'll be, when you're delivering regular mail, there'll be an issue with your DPS and it winds up being out of order. And so you have to, you know, rearrange it. There could be any number of things that happen. You could have a dog incident that you have to deal with. Maybe your customers are just chatty that day and they're asking you questions. For all of these reasons, there is no set pace and no set time that things on the street are supposed to take. When management tells you that there is, A, they're lying to you, and we could theoretically give them the benefit of the doubt and say, oh, they're not lying, they're just mistaken, but the net result is the exact same, that what they're telling you is not what is reality. And you don't have to be bullied by that. It takes you however long it takes you. Your obligation is to be honest with management, and if you think that your route is going to take 9 hours today, you fill out that 3996 and ask for that hour of overtime, or rather inform management that that's how much time you're going to need in order to get everything delivered, and that's that. Same on Amazon Sunday. However many packages you get delivered per hour is how many you get delivered. And if management wants to try to discipline you for that, they're going to have to show unsatisfactory effort, time-wasting practices. And in order to do that, they're going to have to get out from behind their desk because the computer cannot show those things. The scanner cannot show those things. And the scanner alone cannot be used for discipline. So when they tell you, oh, according to your scanner, you were stationary for 31 minutes today. What's up with that? They're trying to issue discipline, or maybe they're just trying to get to the bottom of what happened. But the scanner can't be the source for the discipline. So what they're thinking that you're going to say is, oh, I went ahead and took a couple extra breaks today and just sat on my phone playing Candy Crush. Now it's not just the scanner getting you in trouble, it's also your own statement. So in situations like that, it's often a good idea to ask for your union steward when you're being questioned. But either way, the moral of the story today is that there is no set standard for pace out on the street. Don't fall victim to that. You do you. Make sure you're doing the job in a conscientious way, and you got nothing to worry about. All of those time standards are bogus. All right, guys, thanks for listening. I will catch you next time.